Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott. I'm sitting in for Bob Enyart while he is out in Montana helping Montanans with, is that what you should call them, Montanans, with their personhood amendment. And I hear there's some pretty interesting things happening. In studio with me today, I have a good friend and fellow talk show host, Curtis Kekoa.
Are we on the air?
Yes, right we're now? On the air.
Oh, okay.
Curtis.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm just making sure.
I'm doing well. I have a couple of things I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
But one of them is about Dobson.
Dr. Dobson
and mm-hmm. Focus on the Family. Apparently, they've issued a statement that says that they are supporting the goal of personhood.
Now, what does that mean? Did they support the petition drive to put personhood on the ballot?
Well, they didn't come out and say anything against it. That was a plus.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying they're supporting the goal of personhood. Now, that's very carefully worded. They're supporting the goal of personhood, which is a good thing to support.
Yeah.
But are they supporting this personhood amendment? They were very unclear about that.
I see.
So, Curtis, I have an idea.
I have another idea. Yeah. It's kind of dangerous, Joe.
Next, I know. You know, there was a time I spent in the big house prison, and my nickname in prison was Lucy, just to give you an idea.
Big trouble, big trouble.
My hair was red then. It was redder than it is now anyway. But the next time Ken and I get a fundraising letter from Dobson, mm-hmm. we're going to write back, "Dear Dr. Dobson, we support your goal of fundraising, but the timing is not right and the wording is confusing."
Right.
We're going to mail it back to him. You know, I don't think it'd hurt if he got a few of those.
I know. Yeah. If any listeners out there want to do that, that sounds like a pretty good idea. You support what Focus on the Family is doing.
Their goals.
A goal, at least.
But the wording and the timing is just confusing.
Yeah, exactly,
so
exactly.
That's my going to be my response to Dr. Dobson. And hopefully, you know, it's kind of funny, but it also makes a point. And we've been for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years now, mm-hmm. trying to touch Dr. Dobson's heart. Mm-hmm. We really have. We've mm-hmm. tried every way possible. And this is kind of a lighthearted way of just saying, hey, Dobson, we support you. Same mm-hmm. way you support us.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And then there's one other person I'm going to do that to. There's
Who's
one
that?
Other person. I'm going to tell Bob Schaefer that I support his goal of running for office. But
you do?
I support
Would that,
that
be a lie?
No. It wouldn't.
No? Okay.
You know,
right.
Everyone runs for we have to run for office in this country. So I support the goal of running for office. I'm just not going to support
his goal.
His goal.
Oh, yeah. I get it now.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering, up in Montana, perhaps at some point during the show, we could maybe get, some sort of report from the field.
Oh, an update from the field. Let's see if our producer can get a hold of Bob. And we will get a firsthand report from what's going on in Montana. I hear there's some pretty interesting things happening. So,
mm-hmm.
Will, do you think you can get a hold of Bob for us? Okay. So he will be coming up in a few minutes.
What else do you have for us, Joe?
I'm still on SB 200.
I know. And you're pretty heated about this.
Well, I guess, you know what? I'm just direct, and I'm ready to do something.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move forward, and I want people to come with me. I won't be the only one.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So, but you know what I found out today?
That you were breaking the law?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
But besides what?
Okay, all right. You might have to explain how you were breaking the law here in a
well,
little bit.
Well, it says that if any business of any kind of public accommodation, or if you sell wholesale, retail, the law says, SB 200 says, that you can't say anything derogatory about homosexuals. And I think I might have done that yesterday, although it wasn't derogatory. It's, you know, we want them to repent. We want them to come to know Christ. But you can't get them saved without the word of God.
Now, does it say you can't say anything about them, or does it say you can't discriminate against them?
You can't in any way, shape, or form sell, distribute anything that is would discriminate against them, like saying homosexuality is a sin.
Really?
Under this bill is discriminatory.
Now, that doesn't sound reasonable at all.
Well, the whole bill isn't reasonable. I never had to worry about a man coming into my shower before.
Now, this bill will also do that?
Yes.
Now, okay. Well, that seems like a pretty... it seems like we're on the same path as we've always been in this state. I guess now we have on the line Bob Enyart, live on the line, all the way from Montana.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Curtis and Joe. Thank you guys for being in studio.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am at a polling place at the Arrowhead United Methodist Church in Billings, Montana.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the American Right Life road trip here. And there are 8 of us who came up from Denver, and others came from elsewhere to help people in Montana, Christians in Montana, get signatures to get personhood on the ballot here in November.
That's fabulous, Bob. How's it going?
Well, it's going great. Of course, people out of state are not allowed to get signatures. So what we're doing is I'm at a polling place, and a lot of people are coming to vote for Hillary or Obama, which is a grave tragedy. But I ask the people if they're interested in the pro-life petition, and usually neither in that camp would be. But there are quite a few people. I've given out about 120 pro-life petitions, so I'm not asking them to sign it. I'm asking them to take the petition to their friends and family, church, and get signatures and help define baby in the womb as a person.
Bob, that's so better than getting signatures.
Yeah. Praise God for the opportunity. It is encouraging.
Are you having a lot of people that decide to take the petitions and actually reach other people with them?
Well, yeah. Now, who knows? You know, we won't know. Not even, you know, when we get to heaven and see the Lord, we'll know. But we won't know how many of these people actually follow through. But some are very excited. Some give us their contact information, names, email, phone number. But I did meet one guy here who came out to meet me, actually. He's a pro-abort from Idaho, and he works for Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and his name is Tim Hutton, and he lives in Hayden, Idaho, in the Panhandle. And he's Planned Parenthood's Northern Idaho field coordinator. And what they did, because we were so successful in Colorado, they're scared that this could make the ballot in Montana. So they have people at polling places throughout Billings that are trying to discourage or interfere or confuse the voters into not signing the petitions.
Now, are they doing it in a very mean way or...
Well, not necessarily. It certainly causes confusion when people come out to have people on both sides of an issue trying to talk to them, get them to sign a petition, give them literature.
Are they actually getting people to sign petitions? Which petition?
Theirs would be more like just sign up on this mailing list.
Oh.
You know, so they make it look like they're getting signatures on a petition.
Oh.
And... they have slick, glossy literature. They've done mass mailings urging people to refuse to sign the Amendment 100 out here. It's called CI 100. But Curtis and Joe, we've had fabulous conversations. We've been here since about 7:30 this morning. We'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. There's a couple of us here. And we've had the great opportunity to witness to people.
That's fabulous, and I know that you are witnessing to people, and that's one of Cal's main goals, is to teach people at the polls to not just get signatures, but to minister.
Yeah, Cal Zastro, he helped us get our signatures down in Colorado. He did just such a fabulous job. And so one elderly couple, they came out, and they were pretty angry as soon as they heard the word pro-life.
Wow.
And the woman said, "Do you know I've seen children who have been beat to death?" And I said, "Whoa, I don't know if you were at Planned Parenthood, but there they ripped the baby's arms off their bodies."
And what did she say?
She got pretty angry. And the husband said, "I'm a doctor. That's not true. Planned Parenthood doesn't." And I said, "Sir, do you know what age that they do abortions through? Of course they rip the arms off of unborn children." And then they started arguing, "Well, yes, but the kids are better off because otherwise they get abused."
Oh, my.
And I said, "Ma'am," I said, "your heart is hard toward God. You have a hard heart toward children and a hard heart toward God." And the guy is, you know, the guy's like 70 years old, but he leaned his hands up against me and like he was going to fight me or something. I don't know. But anyway, I told them that they need the Lord and their hearts are hard against God and against children.
And this was that the end of it, or were you able to throw out a witness to him?
No, it went on for about 5 minutes, the conversation with them. It ended right before Will called me. But there also have been wonderful conversations with people who've gone out of their way when they see it's a pro-life petition. They say, "Please, how can I help?"
Wow.
And but guys, Montana's going to be difficult, Curtis. You know, it's a big state with a small population.
Are most people receptive to what you're doing out there, Bob?
Well, like I said, you know, the Hillary Obama campaign has pulled out a lot of pro-aborts, but there are many who are receptive. Many are receptive, so that's encouraging. There have been quite a few pro-aborts here to counter us. I'd say today there have been 7 pro-aborts, 7 different people coming in stages to try to make us less effective. So Planned Parenthood saw the success in Colorado, thanks to Christy Burton, Colorado for Equal Rights, Colorado Right to Life. They saw that success, and they don't want that to happen in Montana. So they've already spent a ton of money on glossy literature, mass mailings to voters throughout Montana, urging them to oppose the Personhood Amendment.
What are some of the lies that they're telling people out there?
Well, this one young woman was telling people that this bans all birth control.
Oh.
And, of course, this would ban abortifacients, anything that killed the life of a baby after it has begun. It doesn't ban birth control in that if you prevent fertilization, this would not ban that. But this bans killing that baby after his life has begun.
Mm-hmm.
So they will lie, and we've been able to hear them tell a number of lies. And also, for example, they've told people that if the mother is ill and dying from a pregnancy, the doctors will not be able to help her because they would get thrown in jail. And so, of course, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to the woman who said that this is equal protection under the law. And if the mother's life is at risk, of course you could deliver the baby, but you love and care for the mother and the baby.
That's right.
And you don't stop halfway to kill the baby, which is what Planned Parenthood would do.
Bob, is there any way of knowing how many signatures that you have yet?
Well, I believe the campaign organizers know, but I don't have that information. I've been out basically in the trenches here, and we'll be here till, like I said, when the polls close at 7 tonight. And then tomorrow we have churches all through Billings that many of us are going to go to and attempt to meet with the pastors and ask them to get on board. There's only 3 weeks to go. And you need a lot of signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I hope they do, Bob. I just pray that they do. I think you've got a pretty good chance in Montana of getting the churches on with you. What do you think?
Well, you know, it is a relatively conservative state, but these days that doesn't mean too much. But I do think it's a possibility. In fact, there's a whole group of churches that just yesterday agreed to support this, and they're the Missouri Synod Lutheran Churches. So there's about 10 of them just in the Billings area. So that was encouraging news.
Wow, Bob. Thanks for calling in. Will we hear from you tomorrow?
Well, Lord willing, that would be great.
Okay.
If that works out. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Curtis, so much.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you, Joe Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Bob, and it sounds like they're doing a fabulous job out in Montana. And you know, I love so much that they're not just collecting those signatures. I mean, that was important. It has to be done. Mm-hmm. They're also ministering.
Mm-hmm.
I think that couple, the man especially, that's 70 years old and a doctor, he's really hard.
Must be.
But do you think he's going to forget that conversation tonight?
Probably not. Because
no.
He had one with Bob Inyart.
That's right.
If anybody can minister, it's Bob Inyart.
Yes.
Especially to the wicked, that's for sure.
That's right. So now,
where were we?
Back to SB 200.
SB 200, your favorite bill. Your favorite new law, right?
My least favorite law.
So you found out something new today.
Well, no, it's along the same lines, but
mm-hmm.
something I didn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, if you run a magazine in Colorado and you have advertising in it, and you're advertising things that have pictures of the nuclear family as it's supposed to be, a mother, a father, two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that once, and you do it again,
mm-hmm.
and you do it again, and then any advertising in your magazine that advertises families is always a man, a woman, and two children.
That's
or
right.
Six children. What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
If you see those things inside of a magazine?
Well, no. What do you think this law is going to make it possible?
Well, I guess they could say that it's discriminatory against homosexuals.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an ad with homosexuals in it?
Well, I actually have, but not in
you
anything
have?
You would
it
want to read.
It doesn't sell much, does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't sell much.
Yeah.
And usually the things they're selling, Christians wouldn't want.
Exactly.
But the bill, those magazines that are Colorado-based,
yeah.
would be subject to lawsuits
for bias against
homosexuals.
But who's going to sue them? Who's going to sue these magazines? Just homosexuals?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would happen. They could, but they probably wouldn't suffer any damages or anything like that.
No. There would be no damages.
Uh-huh.
What would happen is the magazines would be forced to include non-gender-based
families. Do you
really
think that would happen?
Oh, yes, because we have activist judges. And it is not beyond imagination to think a judge would say, well, yeah, we need all families in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can happen.
Really?
Wow. This law is a huge attack on free speech.
Yeah.
Besides the church, it's a huge attack on free speech. I do. Because, Curtis, we have elected homosexual, bisexual, whatever sexual, pervert sexual people, and put them in high office. We have. And now we've let them rule over us. What do you think is going to happen?
That's true. Now, you said something about whoever put this bill together. It was a woman, right?
Oh, Senator, the main sponsor of the bill is Senator Jennifer Viega.
And who is she? I've never heard of her before.
She's an open lesbian state senator. Shocking.
I'm shocked. That's right. No. Now, where is she from? What part of Colorado?
I'm not going to say that on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because it would be nice to know who her constituency is.
Yeah, it would be, and I'm not prepared to release that information right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I understand. Well, it'd be nice to know. Maybe.
Well, I'm not prepared because I'm not sure.
Oh, from Boulder.
Our producer just put it through the window.
I should have guessed that. Well, that's not a surprise, I suppose. Just enough.
Duh.
Something else coming from Boulder.
Oh, I can't. I just. She's the one that wrote the bill.
Yeah.
She's the main author and sponsor of the bill.
Yeah.
And she just went for broke.
Mm-hmm.
And Ritter said, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure
Ritter said more than okay.
I'm
getting some of this information from this magazine. It's the Human Events, but it's online, humanevents.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says that Ritter is in a full-on sprint to win the race for the worst governor.
Well, it depends on your perspective, I suppose.
Well, if you're on the other side,
yeah.
he's the best.
And you have the DNC, the Democratic National Convention is on its way here.
Yeah.
And I guess I guess Colorado is spreading to be the most liberal state in the union at this point, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. By the time the DNC gets here, they just might actually do it.
Well, there's a competition between California and Denver. You know, when I married Ken, I thought...
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I thought
I was getting away from that. And I come here, and it's just as bad.
Oh, yes. I'm from California, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. From San Francisco, actually. And it is pretty bad out here.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would never see anything like in California. And I got here, and in the 10 years ago, it wasn't quite as bad as it is now. But I don't see any difference now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you'd like to call in, you can call in 1-800-8-NYARD or 1-800-836-9278. We have Greg on the line. Hello, Greg.
Hi. Hey, great show, you two. I really appreciate it. I got a question for you. How does this law work in, since it's kind of in direct contrast to some of the laws that are already in the books, like against indecent exposure? If a man goes into a woman's shower while they're showering.
Good question, Greg. Good question.
Have you ever been to a homo pride parade downtown before, Greg?
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah, they don't enforce any indecent exposure laws during that time, so I don't...
They don't during that time, but if you're at a Bally's health club and some guy comes in on my wife while she's taking a shower in there,
a guy in his head, so it doesn't matter.
Well, what would you do, Greg, if some guy walked in on your wife in the shower over at Bally's?
Well, that'd be causing a disturbance of the peace, I think.
Whose peace?
Yeah, his peace.
Yeah, his peace. Yeah, I would, too. I would, too. But you know what? I would bet there are laws against you and me trying to defend our wives if that ever did occur over at Bally's.
Really, it does further emasculate the real men in our society, because it doesn't allow you to protect your own wife.
Well, you have
to put up with it have to put up with it.
No,
this will be epidemic right off the bat is at college dorms.
Well, yeah. Well, those things are going to happen, and they're all going to.
That's been happening for years, though.
Villegas said, "This is what really upset me." By what Senator Jennifer Villegas said,
Sponsor of the bill.
The sponsor of the bill.
Okay, she said, open lesbian, right?
In a press release, bills like these have never caused these kind of responses that the radicals are talking about. There haven't been bills like these. There hasn't ever been a bill like this that says I have to share the shower with a man.
I've never heard of anything like this. Ridiculous.
No.
The one other question I have, if I could, real quick, is do you think this is going to stand up when it goes up against the Supreme Court when somebody actually gets charged? Because you know it's going to get challenged.
Well, yeah, it's going to be challenged. I don't think it can stand, Greg. I don't. And I'm praying it doesn't. But, this was just a radical thing. Bill Ritter did this at the end of the day on a Friday. Normally when he signs a bill, he has a press release out and he puts it up on his website. This did neither. No press release, not on his website. Quiet. Let's just hope this goes away. We're not going to enforce it. We're gonna have some other anchor bills come in. We're going to educate. We're going to totally move the whole culture in Colorado to the left. And then we're going to nail the few fanatics that are left, because they are teaching the public with this bill that the churches are bigoted. And bigoted people go to church on Sunday. So eventually it will turn the attitude of the general public in Colorado against fine, upstanding people. You want to say something?
Well, Joe, doesn't it exclude, this bill exclude churches?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah,
okay.
It makes
bigotry
and discrimination legal in churches. It legalizes bad behavior, according to Ritter, in churches. That's what it does.
Well, thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. So, folks, there's a lot of questions out there that are unanswered, and I don't want to go over the line with some of these, but I'm serious about a law that makes it wrong for you to walk into the woman's shower and throw some guy out. It makes it wrong for you to do that. Now, that doesn't mean you wouldn't do it, Curtis. You should see Curtis's face. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah.
I think men like Greg and me would both do that very thing. Despite whatever law, I think that's what we're supposed to do.
But the authors of the bill would say this is going to be rare.
Sure.
It's like
I don't care what the authors of the bill
say. Rare. Yeah. And it will be legal and it will be safe. Mm-hmm. It's the same argument. Oh, yeah. And if you say abortion only for rape, there'll be 1.5 million rapes in the United States. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
These
at some point, you have to start, you have to put your foot down and say, no, this isn't going to happen. I don't care what the law says. And I think you'd agree with me.
Yeah.
Now, I hope I never have to face that, though, when my little girls are in the, 10-year-old daughter could be in the bathroom and all of a sudden some pervert walks in. You know, I hope I never, ever have to go through that and do something about it. But, it just might happen because there's no way.
There's no way
you can let your daughters go through that.
Right now,
your son.
Social tension will hold them at bay. They won't be able to just walk in right now and hope that everything goes well. Social tension and people just wanting to protect their own families will hold that at bay.
Yeah.
But, this law also gives them what they already have, but it really adds some teeth to what they already have, and they can force the issue in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they can mandate that kids take sexual classes, sexual mm-hmm. orientation classes. Oh, Judy's on the line. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. And
Hi.
Curtis is here.
Hi, Judy.
Hello. I'm calling to give you the telephone number of Governor Ritter's office in case people want to call.
Sounds
Judy,
good.
That's a wonderful idea.
303-866.
What was it? 303?
866. 2471.
2471. Thank you, Judy.
And his email address.
Okay.
Is governor, spelled out, dot Ritter, spelled out, at state dot co dot us.
Okay, Judy, thank you for the call. All right, folks.
We only have about a minute left, Joe.
We only have about a minute left. We really are going to urge you to call Governor Ritter's office, and it's 303-866-2471. And you can go online at governorspeltout.ritter@state.co and email him. But emails are a lot easier to ignore than phone calls. So I would suggest you call and make your points polite and clear so that he knows exactly what you think. Folks, don't forget Maranatha Christian School. We are hoping that you'll seriously consider pulling your kids out of public school and putting them in private school. Curtis, thank you so much.